What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. This is the Matt Ramage Show. I'm here with my guy, Ryan. And I want to talk to you real quick about Quick Trip. They got Quick Trip's got the Packers point, as we all know, and it's ending December 31st. So make sure you're getting all your Packers points. Make sure, you know, the New Year's Eve, you know, go get that booze. Might as well head over to Quick Trip, get all that, you know, and then you can get Packers point. You can win a tailgate with Charlie Barron's. You can win all types of stuff, a truck. There's all types of stuff. Head over to the Quick Rewards app, and you can find all the stuff that you can use them for, you know. And you can redeem them. I believe it's January 14th, but you gotta check that out. I'm not that good of a podcaster. I should have checked that. I actually had it checked, but I forget. I don't want to say for sure. But it's a little bit into January where you can actually redeem them. But December 31st, it ends. So make sure you're using your Quick Rewards app and you are taking advantage of that. You know what I mean? But let's welcome Ryan into this thing. What is up, Mr. Disney Town?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Yep. How was your Christmas, first of all?
Christmas is good. It was it's nice. I like it when Packers are on or football in general, because it just kind of makes it less like you got to do stuff. You know, it's just kind of like, hey, how you doing, man? Yeah, okay, I'm going to go back to the game now. You know, you don't have to like engage too much. You can kind of pick and choose how much you want to be involved with people, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing about Christmas, like holidays in general. A lot of engagement with real life people.
Yeah, and I like all the people. It's just like, yeah. I don't do like, let's all just be together and stare at each other and talk about stuff all day long. Like, I'm not good with that. So it's just kind of a, hey, things are great. Good. Yeah. Hey, that game though, right? Let's watch it.
Yeah. I have a lot of Christmas to go yet. Like Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
My brother-in-law's house. We got their family. Then my whatever. No one cares. But I still got a lot of Christmas to go yet. But anyways, moving along, I got this hoodie for Christmas, though. It's funny because I told my wife I wanted like a 90s like jacket. You know, one of those 90s polo jackets?
Starter ones, yeah.
Yeah, and I had it as a kid. And then she thought this was it, but it's a hoodie. But it looks like one. And I was like, dude, this is awesome. I like it. It's
Those starter jackets, those were the ultimate. Like when I was, you know, as a kid in the 90s, like when grandma bought the starter jacket, the Green Bay Packers one, it was like $100. It was like, bro, this is as good as it gets. Like, this is hardcore. You go strutting around. And I grew up in Illinois, so I got the Packers starter jacket on, man. It was that was as balling as it gets.
Yeah, I remember like being excited when I got mine. Like, it was everyone had one. Like, no one wondered what team that person rooted for. Everyone had a starter jacket, whatever team they were on. Like, it was everyone. If you didn't have one, people were like, look at this guy.
Yeah.
It's too good to have a starter jacket, bud. But
it's your freaking problem.
Yeah, it's like, dude, all right, get with the program, dude. Steal one, something. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that difficult. But we're going to talk about some stuff today. You know, we got some Packers stuff come down. And I've been thinking about it all day with the Jair Alexander situation. Mm-hmm. First of all, everyone, this is Ryan Schlitt. For people who know, everyone knows who you are. But I want to make sure I tell Packernet Podcast is the greatest podcast of all land. Go to Packernet.com. You got a lot of good people over there doing podcasts. So be sure to hit that up. And, you know, Clayton, shout out to Clayton. I'm going to do some stuff with Clayton. We've been talking. I like Clayton. Like I say, his voice is soothing. he could just say like whatever he wants. And it seems like he knows what he's talking about. Even if he doesn't, which I think he usually does. I think he always does. But even if he just was saying BS, you'd be like, well, that with that voice, it's so soothing. I'm going to believe him. You know what I mean?
That's how you know he's a great podcaster. When it's just like you can sound like you know what you're talking about, no matter what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm like the total opposite where people are like, I don't know that this guy, you know, he's got the wanky eye going on. He stutters a little bit. I don't think he's very confident in what he's saying. He's just going with, I don't really prepare much. I just go with the flow over here. But shout out to Clayton. But let's talk about this. All right, Jair Alexander has been suspended. I actually have a video I'm going to throw up first so people kind of know what's going on, and then we'll talk about what's going on. Let me find this video real quick. Let's get at it.
So were you supposed to be a captain? Because the team announces the three game captains and you were the fourth and you called the toss. What happened there?
It's only suiting, you know. I don't think coach knew I was from Charlotte, you know. So
you just did that on your own?
I mean, it was like a, you know, the guys backed me up, you know. So they knew I was from here.
Yeah, I know. That's a big mistake.
What'd I do?
Is he a last minute addition to go out there as a captain?
Yeah.
So did anyone say anything to you when you got back to the sideline?
So, yeah. So that's the thing. Like, he wasn't supposed to be a captain. went out there, was a captain. I think he kind of messed up too, or almost messed up, where they could have had to kick on both halves. I don't think that's likely because coach, I think, tells the ref beforehand, this is what we're doing. So they kind of corrected him, but still not a good situation. So what are your thoughts about them suspending him? You think it's too harsh? You know, people are battling on Twitter. I'm kind of like, I don't even know what I think. I've been trying to think about it all day, but what are your thoughts?
I don't think it's too harsh. I think, we're definitely starting to see things spiral a little bit. With Devondre, we've seen some stuff. With Jair, we've seen some stuff. There's obviously questions about Rasul now, even though at the time I didn't think anything of it. You start to wonder now that things have gotten to this point. Something had to be done. Like it felt like every week things were starting to get a little bit worse, a little bit worse. Guys are kind of testing the boundaries, and Jair crossed a line. And I think Gutekunst brought down the hammer and did it for a reason. And I think it was the right thing to do. The biggest issue I have, though, is why is it getting to this point? You know, I mean, suspending him doesn't fix the problem other than to say, knock off your crap. You can't come this far. But what is the core issue here? I think we know that the defenders are disgruntled with the situation. I think they're really unhappy with Joe Barry and the scheme. And I think that they are probably upset that they're getting blamed for things that they don't think are necessarily their fault. So hopefully this is a simple matter of, we move on with a new defensive coordinator and everything's fine. I don't know if it's going to be that simple. I'm skeptical, but I don't know. I mean, everything I've said up to this point is speculation. I have no idea what the heck is going on, which is why the battles are so intense, because we all have made up these elaborate backstories in our brains, which are obviously very different from one another's. But that's just kind of the way I see it. And I think the offseason will be good too. You know, we need to get away from the team, the players, the nonsense, and just kind of regroup, allow yourself to get excited again about 2024, come back fired up, new DC, all that stuff. And, we'll see how it goes. But man, I mean, it's like I said on the podcast for tomorrow, we are in a race against time and we're losing the race right now just to get out of this season. I mean, it's like there's only 2 weeks left and it's like, I don't think we're going to freaking make it, man. So something had to be done. I'm glad that something was done and that somebody stepped up and manned up and did something about the situation. And I do have concerns, I guess, about the structure underneath Brian Gutekunst. All the stuff underneath there in the locker room, specifically looking at the coaches, potentially leadership among the players. There's not enough of a strong voice in that group to rein in that kind of crap, which is why I said it's kind of a problem that it's allowed to get all the way to that point before Gutekunst has to do something. It shouldn't even get to that point.
Yeah, it definitely should. Like I'm pretty pro player because I consider the players like workers and like everyone above them, like the bosses. Like I kind of think about it like as my job or like everyone's job. That's kind of how I do. But if someone said today about it, like, well, they should have had him be a captain. I'm like, yeah, but my boss, I could say, well, they should have just gave me the day off, but now I'm going to call in sick. But there's going to be consequences for me calling it sick. I'm going to get a point, whatever. And like, that's kind of how it is. And if you go against what your boss is saying, like there's consequences. So like, I don't have a problem with them suspending them. If they think that it's worthy of suspension, cause I think there's more stuff than that. Cause they don't Sounds suspend like it, yeah. players. They don't, right, if right. they were suspending players willy nilly, I'd be like, what's going on over here? Yeah. But like, they're not, they don't suspend players generally. So it makes me think that there was something. He's kind of bumping heads. He's kind of, I think it's probably not as bad as a lot of people make it out to be either. I don't think it's like, cause I feel like if all these players were against, like, I don't want to play and all this stuff, I think they'd be vocal. Players today aren't scared to say what they want to say. They could, go on their Instagram story and say whatever, like, you know how they do it. They are like, they start liking tweets. Like there's like stuff the media picks up on that kind of shows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that there was a lot of that. Obviously Campbell, he made a tweet, whatever. And I don't even know for sure what that was about. It could have been about the fans. Sure. It could have been about whatever. I'm sure it probably was a mix of a lot of stuff going on, but I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, people saying that like they shouldn't because they're playing the Vikings. Like, I don't think you can't not suspend a player because he's important. Cause he's always going to be important. Like if you're going to, cause they talk about losing the locker room, if you let certain stuff slide, that's how you lose the locker room. So like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong because I'm not in the locker room. Like, we have no idea. It seems like the players are supporting him. Like, even said that in that video where the teammates had his back. I don't doubt his teammates have his back. I'm sure that they all they're all together. But
yeah, I saw Aaron Jones posted, I think, on Instagram, like the picture of, you know, Jair standing out there. And I think that is a good point because, you know, again, Jair did say, you know, it was kind of a, when he was asked about it, even you can hear it in that video, like, so you just decided, and he's like, well, you know, it's kind of a, for all we know, that could have been the teammates going like, dude, just go out there. You know what I mean? Like you're the guy, because it's also weird that he made the call. Cause you would think if like Devondre's out there, whoever it was, I mean, he obviously didn't play, whatever, the captain, there's somebody that's supposed to be talking to the ref, and they have Jair to do it. It sounds like this was a team thing to rally around Jair. Jair is now getting his hand slapped, and you're seeing the team rally around Jair. And that's what scares me a little bit. Maybe it's not that big of a deal, but it makes me worried. And we're already hearing rumblings about, okay, so there's accountability. What about Joe Barry? Where's that accountability? Right. And whether that's stupid or not doesn't matter. It's about the perception from the players. If they feel like they're being mistreated and they're being held to a standard that the coaches are not, and now the coach is being allowed to get away with whatever while we're getting our hand slapped for every little thing, and now you're seeing the players rally around the guy that just got disciplined by the team. You know, I don't know. It's just a couple of weeks, and maybe everybody loves Green Bay, and they love Matt LaFleur, and they love everything, and everything's going to be fine, and I hope that's true. The little bits of things that I'm seeing are like, oh, crap, come on, man. Please don't do this.
Yeah, it's I thought it was interesting that he wasn't a captain. Like, because, like, whenever it's your hometown, like, I saw Mike Wall was tweeting about this, and that's who I think is interesting when players talk. Players who've been in a locker room, because I ain't never been in a locker room. They not even let me walk through on a tour. You know what I mean? Like, nah, you can walk through the visitors, but not this one. But I think it's weird that he wasn't. And I'm sure, like, in the locker room or whatever, they were saying he's like, I should be a captain, or however the conversation went. And all his teammates were like, yeah, you should be. Just come on out. It's not a big deal. Just come out. And then it ended up being a big deal. But like you said, why was he the one talking? Because I assume, like, when you're a captain, like, I don't think they just – kind of just like, yeah, whatever, like, they decide, hey, this is what we're going to do. The coach says we're going to defer, we're going to do whatever, and you're going to say it. This is what you're going to say. These are the words you're going to use. So it's clear that I don't think that they just assume that this person knows, because it's a, you know, it's kind of a big thing. Like, you don't want to say the wrong thing. You're up there, or even look stupid because there's mics and stuff. No one wants to go up there looking like an idiot. And Jair kind of did a little bit, you know, made a thing out of it. And I absolutely love Jair Alexander. I love everything about him. I like his attitude. But at some point, like, you know, like, I'm a goofball at work, but at some point you go too far, you're like, hey, you know, scale it back, bro. Like, this is, you know, we got work to do. So, like, we'll see. Like, even Campbell's wife, I saw you comment on it. She said, I can't wait for this season to be over. I want the Packers to go to playoffs and all that stuff. I think it'd be a good experience. I want all these things, but at the same time, it's like, dude, like, it seems like, I wouldn't say once they get rolling, because they're not really rolling, but they beat Carolina barely. And it just seems like more stuff is happening. I think this offseason will be no lack of content, no lack of things to talk about.
I mean, you and I should be grateful with what's happening right now. We've had so much drama with Rodgers, and I was kind of sad. Like, you know, everybody's all pissy. Like, I can't wait till he's gone. Like, bro, do you understand how good it's been for us with all the commentary and all the drama with Rodgers? Now we have no drama. Oh, we got plenty of drama. So, if anything, I shouldn't be upset. I should be excited, and I should be fueling the fire of controversy and fake drama and everything else, just so that we got a lot to do in the off season. Because it's if it continues this way, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like when Rodgers was here, even before the drama, like, it was easy to do content. Like, especially how I started, it was just rant videos on Instagram or whatever, doing the reels or whatever they call them now. But you know, this year I haven't done a lot of ranting. I'm excited about Jordan Love, and I'm excited about the future, but it's not like I'm dunking on people. Especially like after the Carolina game, like, people were like all upset that, you know, how close it was. Like, I wasn't really mad, because, like, I know what it is, but I wasn't dunking on no one either. I'm not gonna be like, yeah, we won that game. I wasn't like, victory Monday, baby. Like, we are. I mean, I don't think
see anyone... that Vikings, that's what's coming your way.
You know what I mean? And people talking about I want to bring this up real quick while we're talking about this. People talking about, will they trade him or get rid of him? But, like, the cap situation, Ken Ingles knows way more than I'll ever know about cap. Like, he's saying, if released, traded before June 2nd, his contract would have $27.5 million dead cap in 2024, causing a $3.5 million loss in cap space. After June 1st, $8.4 million dead in 2024, with $15.6 million net savings and 19.1 million dead in 2025. Like, I still don't understand what half the stuff that thing says, but it's not going to happen. It's from what I think, it's not going to happen because it would cost. They're going to fix it. There's so many times, even when players speak out and they're like, you know, I'm upset. Like, even Rodgers, like, all that drama, then he came back. They fix it. They're professionals. They're, you know, yeah, they're business. So they fix it. They smooth it over, say, hey, everyone loves you and all that. And then, so I think that they can fix it. He's a really good player. He's hurt this year. I don't know, you know, this year obviously isn't his best year, but I think that they're going to try to figure it out. Unless he comes out and says, screw this team, I'm not playing here no more. And, like, people talk about Joe Barry. Joe Barry's not going to be here. Right. Like, people are like, what if Matt LaFleur doesn't fire him? Like, I don't think he has a choice, even if he didn't want to. His contract's over. Can you imagine Matt LaFleur walking into the office of Mark Murphy and whoever that he would have to talk to? And Goot and say, so I'm thinking, what do you think, a 3-year deal for Barry? What are we thinking here? Because, like, his contract's over. So, like, I can't imagine a situation where he walks to them and says, I want to give this guy another shot. Let's give him a new deal. Like, it's easy for them to just say, we mutually agreed,
you know,
that everyone saves face and all that. I get people upset because they're like, well, we could win now. But then, like, who's going to call the plays? I'm sure there's someone on defense that could. I don't know who that person is. I find it hard to believe because I was saying at first, too, like, who's going to call the defensive plays? Maybe there's no one there. But I how is that? You think that there's someone.
Well, and I think the answer to the question is who cares, because it doesn't matter. And I know people won't like that, but I mean, it's kind of twofold. Number one, it really can't get much worse. Yes, it can technically get worse, but probably not. Number two, I actually think it would get better, even if the guy's worse, because it's going to galvanize the players. You and I talk about that every week. You fire a coach and all of a sudden, greatest ever. That might only last a week or two, but guess what? We only got a week or two left. And then number three is just, it's the whole accountability thing. I think the players are really upset that they're constantly being talked to about accountability and expectations, and they feel like that Joe Barry probably is not. And I think that would be a message to them that, you know, it is support for the players and standing by the standard that they talk about every week, saying, you know what, we weren't meeting the standard and we're going to live by that and not just flap our gums about it. And so he's gone now. That's what's important. And again, now you've got a situation where Alexander is being held accountable, but Joe Barry's still there. And I know, again, it's entirely different situation, but I think it's adding to the source of frustration. So that's the reason you do it. It's not about what's going to give us a better chance to win. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. We don't have a chance to win right now anyways. We have the, depending on how you look at it, like 30th ranked defense in the NFL right now. That ain't going to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would assume that the players have opinions on the defensive coordinator. Like, they do. Like, they don't like what's happening. Like, they want to win. They don't. I don't think you want to be on a defense that's considered one of the worst defenses in the league. So I'm sure they have opinions. I'm actually surprised that no one has spoken out. Like, no one has even, like, really hinted. Like, they're, like, kind of holding it in house. But I'm sure that they have opinions. And I think you're right. Like, if they did fire him, I think it would show the players. Like, especially if they're talking to the to Mark Murphy and Goot and LaFleur. I'm like, yo, what are we doing? I don't like what are we doing? And then they're doing nothing. And then I can see how those players would be like, man, screw this.
Well, I feel like this kind of stretched back even into last year, because there was issues with Jair and Joe Barry being, you know, Jair being kind of disgruntled or whatever. And then Joe Barry just decided, like, he was going to do whatever the players wanted. They wanted to do more things. Like, Jair was upset because he wanted to be in man coverage against Justin Jefferson last year, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
So that's when we started seeing more man, which, number one, it's stupid that Joe Barry's just doing whatever his players want. But again, you're kind of already seeing the players not being happy with the way that they're being used. And then this year, I think the two things that kind of tipped it off, number one is Devondre's wife liking a tweet that had something to do with, like, maybe if the defensive coordinator would freaking take accountability or whatever. That's not the player, but that's still pretty significant in tipping your hand as what the players think. But also, Jair made a comment, something to the effect of, you know, as far as, like, how bad the defense did against Carolina, he's like, yeah, well, all we can do is play the calls that are called, essentially, which, if that's not a shot at Joe Barry, I don't know what we're talking about. So, I mean, he's just like, look, I can do the best I can do with the plays that are called. That's all I can do. I'm doing my best, but there's nothing I could do, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of how they all feel. And that's sort of speculation. But again, I mean, every little tiny tidbit we've gotten has all pointed in one direction over the last 2 years. I feel comfortable enough saying, not that I know, but I'm pretty sure that there is a lot of players just feel like this is trash and it's not working, not because of them, but because of Joe. And that's another part of their frustration is they're the ones catching all the flack. I mean, Joe Barry does too, especially from the fan base, but yeah. They're the ones that are a part of this 30th ranked defense, and they don't want to be considered trash because of him not being able to do his job. So they're getting sick of it and they're getting, you know, disgruntled and rightly so. So yeah, we just get through the season, get a new defensive coordinator. And I think, you know, like you said, I think that this will get fixed pretty easily. And I think so too, because I think winning fixes everything. You come back next year, you win some games, you know, you go like 3-1 or something with a, you know, 8th ranked defense through that stretch. These guys aren't going to remember last year. They're not going to remember a freaking thing that happened. They're going to be playing. They're going to be real close knit. They're going to be fired up. So again, just get through the season. That's it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Especially, I've always said, like, first-year defensive coordinators seem to do better. Everyone's excited. The whole defense are all riled up. And then sometimes, like, they dwindle off. I think maybe even under Barry, I don't remember his first year, what they were. Maybe
I think they liked him. I know they liked Pettine the first year, for sure. And then I think Joe Barry, there was always excitement. Like, he's a high-energy guy, this, that, or the other. But, yeah, you got to prove it. And that's the point. So, and that's kind of what leads me to like certain preferences. Like, I kind of like the idea of having a former player, you know, just because he can kind of relate in that kind of a way and not just be some, you know, dork with a pen and paper that writes up plays and, but doesn't know how to relate to the players and whatnot, especially when they've been going through some stuff and have been thrown under the bus. It'd be good to have a player come in and be like, I'm not doing that. I used to be that guy that got train wrecked by my freaking coach whenever I'm not that guy. So, I don't know. I mean, just little things like that, I think, can help in our current situation. But win, that's, you know, that's it. Win and everything's fixed.
Yeah, I like the idea of a former player. People throw Al Harris name out. I don't know how long he's, like, if he's ready, if he's not ready. I'm the last person to start talking about who's ready or not. But I just, they can't miss. So, with a defensive coordinator, whoever it is, like, don't miss.
Do not mess this up.
Just, I have no advice for you. Yeah. Just don't mess. Yeah. I do like the former players. Like Campbell, he in Detroit, you don't want to give Detroit too much credit, but I feel like the players all love him because he is a former player. And then there's those little things. I mean, he's a head coach, not the coordinator, but I always think former players rally around a little bit. They like him. But I appreciate everyone who's tuning in live. Be sure, you know, tap the like button. If you're on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. And if you're listening on the podcast, it's always, you know, you can go on YouTube too if you want. But we're going to do some NFL picks today. We talked about this. This is my favorite thing to do. I'm actually annoyed by it. I'm probably not going to do it next year, but we're doing this thing. I mean, it's fun talking to you. That's why I kind of started doing more talking Packers and stuff. But we're going to bring up the
picks,
my list over here, because we're coming to the end. And remember, at the end of whoever's at the first place is going to get an official Packers jersey of your choice from the Packers Pro Shop. I'm going to send it to you. And right now, Ryan Zellner is still in first place. I think he's going to be the winner. Ryan Zellner ranked.
Call it.
He's in first place, 166 points. In second place, we got Randy Van Ark, 161. So right on the tail, you know what I mean? And then it's me. No, it's not. It's not me. Third place, we got Jesse West, 159. Then we got Lance LeCue, 158 points. Gil Cedar and Josh Spohr. So these are the people that know a lot about football, a lot more than us. I'm like, I don't even know where I am. I'm like 150. I can't even find it. You know, it's like playing Wheel of Fortune. I go to find my name and just spin that wheel. You know, I'm way down there. But last week, I was 10-6. It feels like I'm 10-6 every week. The last few weeks, I'm 33 behind the leader. So I don't think I have enough time to catch up, even if I turn into a smart person. But shout out to those people on that list. And at the end of the year, you pick the jersey, I'll send it to you and all that, and it'll be a good time. But we're gonna get to some NFL picks over here. Let me get the banners up here. First game, we got the Jets, and we got the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are doing a lot better this year. Like, I mean, we talk about this, I think, every week. And every week I'm still shocked. And actually, they have what's-his-face won my fantasy league for me. Who's that? Cooper? Amari Cooper? Dude, yeah. Baldo had like 46 points. Dude, I'm in the championship game. How about you, Ryan? How are we doing fantasy football? Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know the answer, you piece of garbage. So my son, who is 9 years old, got his first chance being in a fantasy football league. It was a last-minute addition by me. I was like, bro, I got to get him in. He's jacked up about football all the time. So I added, you know, two more spots, let him take one of them. And that ended up biting me because we were playing to get in the championship, and he beat the crap out of me and is moving on, and I have to now fight for third place. So I regret getting him Christmas gifts, and that's just how it goes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Does he talk a lot of trash?
Oh, he talks so much trash. It's crazy.
Dude, I would talk. You're like, hey, can you take the garbage out? Maybe you should. Dominic. Dude, like, you have a podcast. You talk about football every single day for like 7 years straight. And I just waltzed in here with my 9 years of life and dominated you. Like, right? Dude. If he needs some tips, let me know and I'll send you a message and give him some zingers for you.
All right.
I don't think you probably send those to him though. All right. So let's talk. We got the Jets and the Browns. The Browns, seventh in the power ranking. Jets suck. I think the Browns are going to win this game pretty convincingly. I hope Amari Cooper has another game where he just pops off. Cause that really helped me, dude. He's on the injury report. What's going on?
Wait a minute.
He's got a heel. He's questionable. Oh, if he doesn't play, I think I'm losing anyways. Like the guy who I play scored like a zillion points last week. Just dusted someone. So I'm probably going to get dusted, but anyways, I'm taking the Browns in this one.
Yeah. I'm not only do I want them to win cause screw the Jets, but, yeah, I just think they're a better football team. They're starting to score more points on offense. They got a really solid defense. Yes, the Jets have some kind of defense, and yes, it's Thursday, which is always weird. But I don't care. Screw the Jets. Cleveland wins.
There you go. That's all the expert analysts that we need over here.
That's all you got to know. But,
we got Detroit at the Cowboys. All right, Detroit just won the NFC North first time winning the division at all since 1992, I believe, or four. I don't know. Been a long time. But it's funny because I was saying congrats to Lions fans.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, congrats on winning the division. First time in 30 years and this and that. They're like, I think that's backhanded compliment. I'm like, no, the Loins are a great team. I think that's why I put it on. That was an accident. Typo. But I will say this. The real Lions fans, the ones who were like there and, you know, representing their team, 0-16, like I got respect for that. So like I'm happy, you know, because I remember being a kid when the Packers didn't go to the playoffs like 30 years or whatever month it was. I didn't really know because I was young when everyone talked. I knew it was a big thing. And so like the real Lion fans, but don't the ones who just like live in Detroit or in Michigan and they're like, oh yeah, so they go get their Lions hat, knock the dust off it and throw it on and start going to my Instagram comments. Because like on Instagram, I made a meme video, whatever you want to call it. After the Packers beat them on Thanksgiving, and there was like really no Lions fans kind of around it in there a little bit here and there. We're like, oh, look at our record, whatever. After they won the division, dude, my notifications were like blowing up. They're like, this didn't age well. I'm like, yes, it did. Because it was about that game. I wasn't saying the Packers knocked them out of the division race. They won. So it was just a video of like a dog or something running and knocking over another dog. And I had like the G on one and the Lion logo on the other one. Wasn't like it aged perfectly because it was only about that game. Idiot.
I had someone kind of do something similar, which is funny because I never see Lions fans anywhere. But yeah. I posted that graphic of how long it's been since they've won the division, since it was like 93 or whatever. And the guy started popping off and he's like, update. And I'm like, well, the update is you went 30 freaking years without winning the division because you suck. That's the update. So I guess congrats.
You know, I tell him, I'm like, dude, why are you in my comments? Go buy a hat. Go get your division champ hat. You guys, you know, put that thing in the Hall of Fame, whatever. No, but like for the real diehard fans, like it's cool. Like you get, especially the older people who like live through it. It's cool for them. And I ain't gonna rate a no one's parade, but I'm probably gonna, you know, if you in my comments though, gonna come to you. But if you're in, my, and then people will come to me, and then like you're always talking, like, well, then ignore me. You don't like it. Like, I don't get, you don't have, I'm not in your comments. I don't go on Lions pages. I didn't know if there are any. I saw one Instagram page.
They're starting up right now, probably. Yeah, they're firing them up.
I seen one on Instagram trolling me, and I looked at his page. And if you on Instagram, you can go on their profile and find out when their page was created. It was created last season.
Yeah. The Lions Den, largest Facebook group created 4 months ago.
We are diehard, like that Lion Pride thing. Yeah. Get out of here with that. I don't care. But I'm picking the Cowboys to win this game. I think this game could go either way. Obviously the Lions are fourth in power ranking. Cowboys are ninth. The Cowboys, they're kind of like, they can put up some points when they do, but like sometimes when they're playing good teams, they don't play as well, which is a dumb thing to say. Like people always say that, when they play good teams, they don't play as good. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. When you play a trash team,
that checks out.
Yeah, like, all right, this team won four games this year. They're going to be easier to beat than this team that is, you know, more equal to us. But I still think the Cowboys win. Plus, why not? If I got to pick, I don't like either of these teams, to be fair. Yeah. And honestly, I probably hate the Cowboys more than the Lions. I have no hate, like, for Lions. Like, I'm sure I'm getting there because, like, now that they won a division, now they're going to be our, like, competition. And they have been. But the Cowboys, like, that's ingrained in my bones, you know what I mean? The hatred I have for them goes back to when I was like 15. Can't just erase that. But anyways, I'm saying some exciting stuff. Ryan's over here like, oh,
dude, I can't stop yawning. It sucks. Like,
dude, I saw a podcast clip of Mike Tyson talking, and one of the dudes at the podcast was yawning, and they like zoomed in on Mike Tyson, looked like he was just gonna punch his dude in the face. Like, you better get yourself a rock star or something. Chug a monster over here yawning when I'm talking. But who do you got in this?
No, I'm going to go Dallas, too. I was kind of leaning Detroit for a while. Dallas is on a two-game losing streak. Detroit's on a two-game win streak. You know, they're kind of feeling themselves or whatever. But Dallas hasn't lost a single game at home this year. I think Dallas is due for a bounce back, and Detroit is due for a good punching in the mouth. So I'm going to go with Dallas at home.
All right, there we go. Dallas at home. And if you say it, must be true, because I always assume that you know a little bit more.
I know everything.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's what everyone tells me.
Yeah,
everyone. I talk to like four people in my life, especially about football. But we got the Cardinals, we got the Eagles. All right, Cardinals, bad football team. Eagles, good football team. That's all you need to know. Yeah, they have their moments, but the Cardinals, you know, they're 3-12. Eagles 11-4. Eagles are fifth in the power ranking. Cardinals 26th. I think the Eagles beat them up. I think that's what you're supposed to do. You know, the Eagles are 2-3 in their last five. Best way to, you know, show everyone, you know, pump your chest a little bit is beat the crap out of a team that's, what are they? They're 1-4 the last five. On the road, they're 1-7, and they're on the road for this. So, like, everything is just screaming in your face. It's going to be like a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia's in a little bit of a spiral, but this is a get-right game right here. You're at home. You got one of the worst teams coming into your house. I mean, if you can't get this done, then just freaking pack it in for the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if the Eagles can't win this game, like if they end up losing, falling apart, and the Cardinals just pop off and do some stuff, like if you're an Eagles fan, you are very concerned because, like, who is the dominant team this year that you're like? Because, like, the Niners are really good. The Chiefs are. You know, they're crumbling a little bit. Like, there's not that team that everyone's just like, I think the Ravens, that's who I think.
I was going to say, when the 49ers Ravens game happened, I said, this feels like the Super Bowl to me. I mean, I just think those are the two best teams that probably scare me the most. And I was actually happy to see the Baltimore Ravens kick the living crap out of them because the 49ers are really scaring me and I don't ever want them to win the Super Bowl. They keep getting close. They keep getting dangerous and I don't like them. I hate them with a passion. So I would love it, even if they – I hope they don't even get to the Super Bowl, but if they do, I hope a team like the Falcons or the Cardinals – what the hell, bird, Ravens. Are we doing? The Ravens get in there and beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, so many especially birds. This week. There is a lot of birds in the NFL.
What's up with the birds?
I want the Ravens to do good because I'm starting Lamar in the Fantasy Football Championship.
Sure.
You know, Jordan loves playing against the Vikings. Vikings do have a solid defense, so I think it's going to be a battle. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I haven't watched a lot of Vikings game, but their fans tell me all the time.
Sure.
How good their defense is. I assume that a Vikings fan wouldn't lie to me.
No, that wouldn't happen.
That wouldn't happen. All right, another bird. We got the Falcons at the Bears. All right. Both team. No. The Falcons are 7-8. Bears are 6-9. 19th in power ranking, the Falcons are, and the Bears are 24th. I think these two teams, I mean, they're both stupid. I mean, that's, I don't care about these teams. I'm picking the Falcons to win this because I'm going to stick with the trend of never, ever picking the Bears to win a game.
I'm going to go at Atlanta. No, I'm going to pick the Bears to win as much as I hate to do that. But there's a couple reasons. Number one, I genuinely think that that's going to happen. Chicago had that really long stretch of not even winning a single home game for like a year and a half. It was ridiculous. And, or a year, however long, they haven't lost a home game since like week six. So they're really starting to turn some stuff around. Also, I feel like it just doesn't feel like we're set up right now to where the Packers Bears game is going to be anticlimactic. You know, like I feel like it's going to be either the pack, like, so in this case, we'll just skip ahead. I guess the Packers win the game. If we lose, we could be sitting here looking at fourth in the division. If we win, we could be getting into the playoffs type of thing. Plus, you got Jordan, who's going to be breaking every Chicago Bears quarterback record ever. He's going to do that against the Bears, which is hilarious. Like, that just feels like it needs to be a big game. And if the Bears lose to Atlanta and just kind of become a piece of crap, that's just kind of boring for the way things go. And I just don't think the football gods will allow it. So I think Chicago's going to win.
Yeah, I do think that last game of the year, I don't think it matters like what the records are. They're going to be battling each other. Like
that's going to be a big game. It's going to be like last year with Detroit. I mean, the Bears are going to do everything they possibly can to win that game. That is going to be by far the biggest game that they've had all year. I don't think there's even any shame in them saying that will be their Super Bowl. The Lions said that, and I think they believed it. If the Bears can either knock us down to fourth place or keep us out of the playoffs, which is probably going to be the situation one way or another, they are going to do absolutely everything they can to make sure that happens. So that's going to be a tough freaking game, I think.
Yeah, especially just with that ownership thing everyone's saying, you know, they want to get that right out of the way.
Oh, they hate the Packers so much.
Yeah, they do. Like, I have a video I posted about what the Bears fans chant and Green Bay sucks.
Yeah, from,
like, one of their games, and I post on Instagram.
Not even against the Packers.
Yeah, it wasn't even against the Packers. And I get the comments on that are so wild because, like, Bears fans are like, you know, the guy's like, I'm a diehard Bear fan. I lived in Green Bay for 6 weeks, and they're right. I'm like, they're talking about the football team, bro. They're not talking about – they're not giving analysts of our restaurants or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
don't even
like,
have a good steakhouse.
Yeah, you know, I was there, man. All they got is Quick Trip, but it's a beautiful thing. You know, everyone loves Quick Trip.
Everybody does love Quick Trip. Can I just do a plug for Quick Trip real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't realize how psychotic Wisconsin people were about Quick Trip. Like, I didn't know it was a thing until, I think it was probably around the time you started doing this, and everyone's like, it's the greatest, and my wife was like, oh, yeah. So there are two gas stations right next to each other. I won't mention the name of the other one. I don't see anything wrong with the one over on that side of the street. I'm not kidding you. I go across here, I can go to the right and wait 45 minutes for a spot to get gas because there's a line out to the street, or I can go to the one over here where there's no cars anywhere. There's no cars in that. It's like it's gas. It's the same gas. It's the same price. Nope. They're in a literal line waiting to get gas over at Quick Trip because Wisconsin people are just unbelievably obsessed with that place, and for good reason. I'm just saying, I'm stunned the level that people will go to say, screw that gas station over there, I'm buying from Quick Trip.
Yeah, especially if you're gonna eat. If you're getting gas,
right.
Whatever, but like if you're gonna get food, but there's always like that's the same thing. Like, but by the Quick Trip by my town, right across the street, there's another gas station. There's like, I don't even know why they're there.
Yeah, but you know, I'm shocked they're not out of business because it's.
I think it's funny because like if you go to depressing. A gas station, like there's times when I don't go to Quick Trip, but you know, there's not one close by. I had stopped somewhere else, and like so many times that you'll hear the person say, "See you next time." Because they probably worked at Quick Trip at one point, right. And like they moved or whatever reason, maybe they were late a couple times. They got canned. I don't know how the situation goes, but like, see you next time, like, bro, this ain't Quick Trip. But anyways, let's keep her moving, as keep they her say. Moving.
Yep.
We got the Panthers. We got the Jags over here. Panthers 2-13, 32nd, worst team in the league. Packers beat them last week. Everyone knows. Jacksonville Jaguars beat them, stomped them out, put 33 on them. Can you imagine that?
Suck it.
We won't even talk about the other. But 8-7, the Jaguars are 12th in the power ranking. So this is a pretty good team versus a really bad team. You know, the Panthers are 0-8 on the road this season. I think the Jaguars win. They're going to win big. They're going to stomp them out a little bit. I don't know. I don't. Maybe the Panthers score 30 points this week. Who knows?
I'm gonna get back on my trend. I'm pretty sure I picked the Packers last week, but every other week I've been picking Carolina because I want them to win for the sake of screw the Bears, and I think they can do it against Jacksonville. To be honest, I mean, like you said, the away record isn't super great. They're on a 4-game losing streak right now. The Jaguars are. Since their bye, they've lost what, 5 out of 7. So they're definitely struggling. They played kind of decent teams, but I mean, this last week they could be 30-12 by Tampa. I understand like the Packers maybe made them into a freaking dynamo team or whatever, but that's still pretty embarrassing. So I'm going to keep the faith. Carolina wins, and they're going to go on a little win streak here these last 2 weeks, and the Bears will not get the number one pick.
There you go. I like that. But I want to get to this comment right here. John says, Panthers should have gotten one more play. They were screwed in that game. First of all, that's not true. Second of all, Adam Thielen said this on Twitter. Said, well, when you're playing the Packers, that type of stuff's going to happen. Because, like, he was in Minnesota too long, so he got that excuse thing going, you know.
It's
like,
right.
His genes now. Actually, Adam Thielen, like, I heard him on a podcast one time. He actually seems pretty cool. But as far as football player, he's a whiner. That's all.
Yeah, that was so pathetic. I lost so much respect for him with that because I like Adam Thielen. Like, he's a good dude. He's been a great player for them. But you're going to reduce yourself as a player to that, like, basic fan BS. Like, you as a player get that thrown in your face all the time by idiot fans, and you're going to turn around and try to pull that crap. That's so stupid. It feels like it's so beneath him, but apparently it's not. So I guess that's just what you are. You're a freaking loser.
Yeah, it's like because I don't make excuses no matter what. Like, after a game, if I even like sense I'm about to like say, yeah, but this, not injuries, not a last penalty, I try not to say publicly. I might say at my home, like, these damn refs, but I don't come out here and say, well, we lost because this didn't go, you know, like that's the NFL. Sometimes the refs are going to get you, injuries are going to get you. That's just what it is. But that they didn't get the ball snapped in time. That's just what it is. You know, and I'm glad for it because that wasn't looking good.
Well, you could see as soon as he caught it and looked at the clock, you're like, there's no way. It's impossible for them to get it off. And they didn't. It was at zero before he freaking, I'll happily say we didn't deserve to win. I mean, if there was 30 seconds left on the clock, they wouldn't have just got a field goal. They'd have got a touchdown and we would have lost. So that's not even the issue. The issue is it was the right call because they didn't get it off in time. Because with like 6 seconds left, they threw a 20-yard pass on the middle of the field, which is stupid with no timeouts.
Why it was open. I mean, that's not why. There's a lot of reasons why it was open. But like generally, that's why the middle of the field is open in those situations.
Right.
I don't think in this particular occasion, because I think everything was open. That was just the most open, probably, or what he saw. But all right, let's keep her moving over here. We got, you picked. All right, I'm lost over here.
We're good.
We got the Rams and we got the Giants. Yeah. Rams 8-7. Giants 5-10. Rams 10th in the power ranking. Giants are 28th. This is one of the Rams are one of those teams that we need to lose, I think. I mean, if you're talking about the playoffs or whatever, Packers still have a chance. I don't know. I don't think like crazy stuff has to happen. I think the most important, like, the Packers got to keep winning. I think the Rams are gonna win this game. The Giants are not that good. The Rams are 4-1 their last fives. Maybe they got a little some going. I don't know. But I'm taking them. So I guess I'm not arguing against my own pick. But I think the Rams are going to win this game, whether we want them to or not. I think that's what's going to happen. I'm trying to end the season on a nice little streak. Let me get like a perfect season or a week so I can climb up the charts a little bit. Try to give you a little bit respectable in this Pick'em League.
Yeah, no, I think the Rams are going to beat the living crap out of the Giants. I mean, the Rams are what, 5-1, and their only loss since in that stretch was to the Baltimore Ravens, and they lost that in overtime. Like, that's a pretty good football team. And then the Giants have only beat garbage teams and the Packers. They beat Arizona, Washington, and the Patriots, and then the Packers. So they're really bad. We're freaking really bad, apparently. So the Rams are going to win.
Yeah, there you go. And now we're off to the Raiders at the Colts. All right, Raiders 7-8, Colts 8-7. Colts are 17th in the power ranking, while the Raiders are 23rd. You know, the Raiders 2-5 on the road. Raiders, they're like, they're good sometimes. They did, and then they just throw up like a crazy amount of points. But mostly they're not. For most times, mostly they're not good. I think the Colts are going to win this. They're at home. I don't have any great in-depth detail about it. I just think that the Colts are going to win this game. But really, I believe in this game kind of could go either way. If the Raiders play up, Colts make some mistakes. I'm going to say the Colts win it.
It's tough because, like, Vegas has been so lethal the last 2 weeks, 63-20 and then 20-14. They beat the Chiefs. But it's obviously fake. You know, like, they're not, I know they're not that good, but are they going to come crashing down like they scored 0 points the week before that against the Vikings and lost? Or are they going to be able to continue that? And the Colts, they give me nothing. It's like win, loss, you know, beat a good team, lose to a bad team. Like, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. So I guess I'll just roll with Vegas and just say that maybe they get one more week of magic against a bad Colts team. I don't know. I probably should just take the home team to be safe, but I'll defer and lean on Devontae to make me right in this one.
Yeah, I remember that big game. I forgot that they beat the Colts. So they are in a little roll here. So that wouldn't be shocking if they beat the Colts, if they can keep anything going. But you're right. I think at some point they're going to come crashing down reality. Yeah. And just get, you know, and it might be the Colts, but not like the Colts are some big juggernaut or whatever. Right. So who knows? But we'll move on to Dolphins at the Ravens. All right, this is going to be a great game. Yeah, that's probably the best game of the week.
Yeah.
Dolphins, besides the Packer game, of course.
Right.
You got the Dolphins 11-4. Baltimore Ravens 12-3. Baltimore Ravens number one in the power ranking. Dolphins number two. If this was college, this would be a bowl game or whatever they do over there. I don't watch college, but I the Dolphins are fun to watch. Ravens are fun to watch. Lamar Jackson, my fantasy quarterback. I hope he gets like 19 touchdowns. That'd be nice. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
He's kind of give or take on a fantasy wise. Like, he does well every week, but fantasy wise, he doesn't always do. Like, Jordan Love did better. I picked the right quarterback last week, but So I think the Ravens are going to win this game. I feel like Lamar Jackson's getting in his own. Everyone's talking about Lamar MVP now that Purdy threw up like 27 interceptions in the game.
Benched for Darnold. You can't get benched for Sam Darnold and win the MVP. There's got to be a bylaw somewhere that says that.
Yeah, I think that the people, the MVP voters, are looking like, nope, it says right here.
Yeah, subsection B.
Yeah, I never really thought he should have been MVP anyways. And I'm not just hating on the Niners, even though I hate them a lot. I think McCaffrey on his own team should be above him, but I am a big Niners hater. I have no hate for Purdy, though. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Yeah, he's good at. I'm just not, because I think all they ask him, don't make mistakes. And that day he was like, how about if I just make all the mistakes in one game, and then after that I swear
I'll be like, it's been building up in me for a while. I'm starting to twitch a little bit. I gotta release a little bit, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like when you're playing Madden and you're drinking, and then you know you drank too much, you just gotta stop playing because you just start throwing like six interceptions. Like,
time is like 4 seconds off.
Yeah, and then like you wake up the next day to play, and you're like, oh, it's week 15. Oh, let's check the MVP rate, because I always look at that because I want my guy to win MVP. I'm like, oh, there, not there no more, because I threw 16 interceptions in 3 games.
How do you even do that? What was I doing?
Yeah,
thought you were playing GTA and you're playing Madden.
Dude, I speaking of Madden, though, I created a new league last night.
Yeah.
And I don't like being the Packers, because especially like late in the season, because stuff already happened. And like, if you win and then lost that game, or they lose and they won, like, it messes my head up. I don't like it. It's like not real.
Yeah.
So I picked the Patriots, right? Because they suck. And Bill Belichick's not there. I like to fire everyone. And he's not on the game anyway, because he's like, the hell with Madden. I don't want my name on it. So he's never there. Some Bill Henry guy or something. And so I just simulated the whole. I changed the depth chart so everyone good was like the few that they have was down, and I just tanked. I literally, that's how you tank. That's real tanking, right? And then I drafted what's his face, that quarterback that the Bears fans want,
Caleb.
Yeah, and then I went and I traded for Tucker Kraft, Preston Smith, like half the Packers team. I have no picks forever, but and it was pretty fun. I'm pretty excited about that. I know everyone cares about my Madden franchise.
Speaking of Tucker Kraft, that kind of ticked me off because I was sitting down here with my son. We had to set our rosters. We were looking at it, and I was like, bro, I should pick up Tucker Kraft. Like, he's kind of been picking it up. Like, that would be kind of cool. If I'm going to win, like, that'd be a cool way to do it. And he's like, yeah, you should do that. Freaking kid goes upstairs and grabs Tucker Kraft, puts him on his team, and I get the crap beat out of me by Tucker Kraft. It's like, oh, that hurt me, man. I wanted him on the team, too.
And yeah, you can't talk about it with someone.
I know. I thought I was being slick because I had the computer, and then he goes upstairs and grabs his mom's phone, which has the app on it, and he makes the switch. It's like, you sneaky little bastard.
Yeah. I feel smart because I got Tucker Kraft, and I do like Tucker Kraft. I think he's going to be huge.
He's been so good, man. I was even surprised from a fantasy standpoint. I was looking at it, and I was like, he's had like double digits 3 weeks in a row. That's pretty impressive for like a nobody rookie guy playing for the Packers.
Yeah, I kind of got lucky tight end wise in fantasy because I had Andrews. He got hurt. I'm like, oh, I'm screwed because how many good tight ends are there in the league? And then I think I don't know who I went with a couple weeks, and then Kraft popped up, and he's been doing pretty solid. Anyways, enough of that.
Did you do your pick?
Yeah, I did. I said Ravens.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go Baltimore also. I think I'm just excited to watch the game. I think that's going to be a good one. But I just respect Baltimore this year. I like what their defense is doing. I hope we go that direction with the defensive coordinator. I think Lamar is playing some good football. I think we can all learn a lot from them. Probably Miami too, to be honest. But I'm kind of just pulling for Baltimore to win it. I think I should be okay with Miami too. But for whatever reason, I just don't really like them. I know we talked about like the coach thing. I don't know why. It's weird. Like, everybody likes him. Seems like a good guy. And I'm just like, dude, F that guy. I don't know. But anyways, I'm gonna go with Baltimore.
Yeah, it's funny because you kind of look like him.
Oh God. Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know who should be more insulted, you or him.
I don't know. I think we're both pissed.
Yeah, I don't think
he's watching right now and he's like, screw this show.
Yeah, he's over there in Miami, like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Thought we were cool, man.
I know those guys talk about me every week, and this week, so a week they just start throwing flames at me. But we got the Patriots. I do agree talking about that Ravens game. That game is going to be so good.
They could
pay-per-view that game. But now we got the Patriots. We got the Bills. Patriots 4-11, not a good football team at all. 29th in the power ranking. Buffalo Bills 9-6, 6th in the power ranking. The Bills they can be a really really dominant team, but they can also like just scratch your head. Like and how they use James Cook is criminal. It is criminal. Like, he'll get them all the way down the field, and then they bench them. And I get it. You got that, you know, that back that you put, like, Packers do it with A.J. Dillon, too. And I have Aaron Jones in my fantasy, too. And I like me some A.J. Dillon. But I'm just saying, like, the way that the Bills do it drives me crazy because James Cook, like, he, like, reaches his arm up close to the end zone, and then he doesn't get it. I'm like, well, I'm screwed. Like, I'm just cussing him out. Come on! Reach your arm! You know they're not going to give another shot. But he actually dominated, I don't know, the last week or the week before he went off. Anyways, but I think the Bills are going to win this game. This is a nice, you know, they got they're 4-1 last five games. They're 6-2 at home this year. There's no reason that they're not going to just and I feel like anytime the Bills play the Patriots, they have to dismantle them for that fan base, for the torture the Patriots have done for them over in that whole division for all those years. So now that the Patriots are down, you got to just clamp them up. You got to embarrass them. You got to make people's grandkids remember that game.
I can't even fathom. Like, I know how much Bears fans and to a slightly lesser degree Vikings and Lions fans hate the Packers. It's got to be like twice as bad for Bills, Jets, and Dolphins fans when it comes to the Patriots. I mean, there's never been a more dominant freaking dynasty in the NFL ever, and they just were hell for those teams. And to make it worse, like, it wasn't like occasionally a team was pretty good and they were up there, but the New England was a little better. that was almost never the case. Like Buffalo and the Dolphins and the Jets, those teams sucked. They were so bad for like 20, 30 years. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is just pure hatred. The only thing that makes me a little nervous is that it's a divisional game and the last time New England actually did beat Buffalo. But I just think Buffalo's so much better. They're on a really hot streak right now, beating some really good teams. So Buffalo at home, I think, is going to – I think even that win against – or the win New England had over Buffalo might even hurt them a little bit because they're just going to be freaking pissed and they're going to do some damage.
Yeah, and I think I don't know a lot about the AFC race, but the AFC, they have to win. Like, they're in, like, a win. They want to get that top seed or whatever. I don't know off the top of my head the AFC race, but, yeah, I think the Bills win big. They're going to be out for blood, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but 20 years, Jason, whatever. Freaking, I just say words, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Here we go. New Orleans Saints, 7-8. At the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 8-7. Saints are 22nd in the power ranking. The Bucs are 11th. I'm picking the Bucs in this one. I think this game really could go either way. I don't even know what the Saints are doing. Like, they're 3-5 on the road this year, 2-3 last five games. Bucs are 4-1. I think the Packers kind of gave them a boost of like confidence.
Right.
And they're just been I don't know what they were before that, but I'm taking the Bucs to win this game. I'm sure Mike Evans will pop off because I traded him. I always think that I traded him. They do.
It's actually kind of funny because like obviously we got beat by them and you know their quarterback went off and that was pretty upsetting and everything. But I don't think we really realized like how good the Bucs have been and how good Baker's been. Like I was kind of surprised. I was looking at because all this MVP talk came up and I wanted to kind of be able to form my own opinion of who I think it should be or whatever. And I kept seeing Baker Mayfield's name pop up, not as like the candidate, but like he's ranked pretty high in a lot of metrics and grades and everything else. So he's actually playing some pretty decent football right now. And I mean, I think we falsely characterize him as like this guy that's always been trash. He was a good quarterback for a pretty good stretch. Then he kind of fell into the tanks and I think he's kind of not elite, but he's been good. He's been solid. So, you know, he hasn't beat powerhouse teams, but I mean, they put up basically 30 on the Packers or 30 on the Falcons, 34 on the Packers, 30 on the Jaguars, 3 weeks in a row. Defense has held teams down for like 4 weeks in a row. So I just, you know, it's a divisional game, so you never know, but I think Tampa's on a little bit of a run right now. I think they're better than New Orleans and they're at home. So I'm going to go with Tampa.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, they're definitely on a run and who knows, maybe they keep her moving and, they do some damage over here.
Yeah.
We shall find out. But next, we got ourselves the Niners at the Commanders. All right. Niners 11-4, team everyone's talking about against the Commanders, team that nobody's ever talking about. All right. The Commanders 31st in the power rankings. And the Niners are third in the power rankings. Forget about the Commanders. They suck. But the Niners last five games, 4-1, 6-2 on the road. And, I think that they lost last week, didn't they? I think something happened. Yeah. My memory is Baltimore. So bad. Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, see, my memory is just like, yeah, maybe I can get you there, but nope. But I think that they're going to win, that they're going to throttle them. They're just a better team. They're going to be fired up, especially after a loss. I think they just beat the crap out of them. And Purdy, I think he's going to play better. You know, I assume he's going to be starting, you know. He's get those intercepts. Hopefully, I mean, maybe not for them, but like, what if that got in his head? And then now this week, you go out there and throw four more.
Right. Well, I think you're probably right. He needed to get that one out of his system. So I think he got it. And we saw this with San Francisco before. Like they went into a rut, like a three-game rut against Cleveland, Minnesota, and the Bengals lost three in a row. And it's like, you were like the best team ever. And I was scared to death. And now you just suck. And then they had their bye week kind of regrouped a little bit. And then they're just a freaking powerhouse again. So yeah, they got rattled by Baltimore a little bit. But Washington is probably... You know, since they started selling off their players, I don't think they've won a single game. Like since week nine was their last win, so it's probably around that time they gave up a long time ago. So it's possible that San Francisco can throw four picks and find a way to lose this game, but it's a freaking stretch. So I'm going San Francisco.
Yeah, if the Niners lose this game or it's even close, I think Niners fans would probably be a little bit concerned that they
should be
getting a rut in the wrong time. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't like the Niners at all. One of my like top five most hated teams. And not just because of recent stuff, because like people always say, the Niners 0-2 in the playoffs. And it always drives me nuts because they lose every week in the playoffs. Like the next game they lose. So like, I get it. You're going to talk trash, especially when I don't shut up. So like Niner fans are going to come at me. They're like one of the few teams like lately or whatever, the last, whatever, 10 years I could talk. But I hate them, but it's from my teenage years. Like sure. They're like the Cowboys. You know what I mean? It's like, I hated them. Anyways, let's get moving over here. We got the Titans. We got the Houston Texans. Titans 5-10. Houston Texans 8-7. Texans are 14th in power rankings. Titans are 27th. I think the Titans are going to win this game. This isn't a game I care too much about. Titans are not good. They're 2-3 in the last five. 1-6 on the road. They're on the road. The Houston Texans are 5-3 at home. They should win pretty convincingly. I don't know about convincingly, but they should win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm torn on it because number one, I don't care, and number two, they're none of them really gives you anything. Like, they're not on a game winning streak, or they're both just like win lose. There's no patterns. There's nothing to really cling on to. So honestly, I'm just going to go home team and take Houston, and that is the deepest amount of analysis I care to put into this.
Yeah, because that game, I don't think it really is interesting at all. All right, no. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers 8-7. We got the Seattle Seahawks 8-7. All right, the 13th power rank the Seahawks are, the Steelers are 15th. So this is like battle of the average.
Like the battle average of mid.
Yeah, as the kids would say. I think, Pickens went off last week.
Yeah.
On my bench. I was not happy about that because I actually thought about playing, but he's been struggling because I don't know. I got wide receivers that kind of come and go. And then he's like, and then he blew up and I was like, oh man, he killed it. I thought the game was over. And then I look later and it's even more. I'm like, what? Anyways, I might start this week. I don't know, but I think the Steelers are going to win this game, especially if Pickens does that again. I assume they won big last week. They're 2-3 in the last five, 3-3 on the road. I'm picking them to win. I think that they're gonna get this thing fired up, Pickens, to get some more points.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Steelers too. I don't feel super good about it, especially I'd rather if I'm not sure go home team, which would be Seattle. But just kind of looking at it, I mean Pittsburgh's had it pretty rough lately, but they did win convincingly over the Bengals. They beat the living crap out of them. Seattle's on a 2-game win streak, but it's like you barely won those games. That could have gone either way. And last week was Tennessee, which is not a very good football team. So it's just like, and then they lost like five of their last six before that. So I don't know that I really buy it. And I think, Pittsburgh's kind of coming off a big win. They're kind of full of piss and vinegar. They got some serious talent that can score a lot of points. And I think with all the coach stuff going on, I think maybe there's a little bit of motivation there. So I'll go Pittsburgh.
There we go. I like that. That was some good analysts right there.
That's just making crap up off the top of your head right there.
That's how we do it. All right, we got the Bengals. We got the Chiefs. All right, the Bengals 8-7, Chiefs 9-6. Chiefs are 8th in the power ranking. Bengals are 16th. The Chiefs are falling apart. I saw a clip of Kelsey. They have a podcast, the two Kelsey brothers.
Yeah.
And actually pretty decent. But he was, pretty much, talking about, he threw his helmet. They had this whole big fiasco. He had to do the apology thing. I got to do better. Can't act like that. They seem, but I think that they're going to bounce back. They're going to win. Last five games, the Bengals are 3-2. They're 3-4 on the road. And, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. I think that they're going to bounce back. I don't think good teams, after a situation like that, they're kind of all over the place, but I feel like this week they're going to be up.
Yeah, it's funny because you look at it and it's like, I can't believe we lost to Tampa but beat the Chiefs, and then you look at it and it's like, well, Tampa's on like a win streak over the last 5 weeks and Kansas City's what, 2-4 the last 6 weeks, so maybe they just kind of suck. So I don't know, maybe it all checks out. Maybe the Giants are great and freaking Carolina is going to win out the rest of, I don't know, but yeah. I am actually kind of worried about Kansas City. I agree that they're a team that's not going to stay down, they're going to get it figured out, but it's like, since their bye week, two wins in six games, I mean that's a little bit scary. You could say it's against good teams, but it was also Green Bay that beat you pretty convincingly, and then the last time was the Raiders, which is a little bit embarrassing. So I don't know, man. I feel like picking Cincinnati would be stupid, but at the same time, it's fun because I don't like Kansas City winning, so I'm just going to go with the fun thing and say Cincinnati. And I will say that I'm like 55% sure I'm wrong, but I'm fine with it. I'm going to go with it because it's fun.
The Bengals are like one of the very few teams in the NFL that I don't hate. I hate most teams.
I agree.
For something. There'll be like a game that was played in 1993.
Yeah. It is funny because it's like, I do remember when it was like, I didn't really hate a lot of teams. Like, I love the Packers and that's it. And it's like, okay, well, I don't like Dallas, you know, and the Lions, you know, in the 90s, like they were tough. And the Bears, you know, and then over time, yeah, it's like the 49ers suck. Freaking Seattle, screw them. The Cardinals, bro, the damage, like the entire NFC West can just freaking burn. You know, you just go down the list of teams that have done stuff. And then you got like the Chargers. I hate them because they're stupid. Like I hated watching Chargers games as a kid. I hated watching, like it's just, you know, you got the Raiders with the baseball field. Like, no, screw you, dude. That's so dumb. You shouldn't be, this isn't even professional. There's so many stupid reasons that, yeah, I'm getting whittled down. I hate Seattle. I already said that, but it's like that 12th man thing. That just ticked me off. Like, screw you. That was the same as the Lions. Like, they never had any fans. Then you start winning games, and all of a sudden you're the loudest fan base. And, no, you're all fake morons. So, I'm getting whittled down, man. I there aren't a lot of teams that I just am kind of indifferent about.
Yeah, I mean, either. There's a few. The Chargers, too. I actually don't have a problem with them. But well, speaking of the Chargers at the Broncos. All right, Chargers are 5-10. Broncos 7-8. Broncos 21st in power ranking. Chargers are 30th in power ranking. I am picking the Chargers to win this game. The Broncos they benched Russell Wilson. I think
kind of a funny because
they were talking about it all day until like Jair thing dropped. I mean, they were still talking about Packer fans weren't, but
right.
I was watching a press conference, a little video clip of Sean Payton, and they're like, why'd you bench Russell Wilson? He's like, well, I can't bench the whole offensive line and get you five new wide receivers, so screw this guy. It must be his fault. That's the easiest switch we can do. And he goes, and if we don't turn around pretty soon, there'll be a new guy talking to you over here too. So he's basically like, well, we're just trying anything. They're an absolute mess. I mean, they had a nice little run going, you know, because they sucked.
Right.
And then they had a nice run going. And then everyone was like, ooh, maybe. And they're like, nah, they're 2-3 in the last five games, 4-4 at home. Chargers are 1-4 in the last five games, 3-4 on the road. There's not really a good reason to pick the Chargers, but I think that they're going to win.
Man, I mean, it's like you look at it and it's like there's no way the Chargers win. They're so bad. They're imploding. And then you look at Denver and it's like, oh, wait. There's no way they can win. Like I don't.
Plus, I hate Broncos.
Yeah, I don't know what to do here. I mean, they're both like you were talking about it. Like I'm going Chargers. I'm like, why would you're picking the Chargers? And then you start talking about Denver, and I'm like, oh yeah, dude. They're just no. I don't know how they can both lose, but I feel like that's the only possibility that makes any sense to me. They're both unraveling so just tremendously. I can't do it. I'm going to pick Denver. I can't pick the Chargers. They're so bad. They lost six of their last seven. The only game they won was against New England 6-0. They suck so bad. And by the way, no way do I want him as our defensive coordinator. I know head coach and DC are different things, but if I have the option to pick from a team like Baltimore that is dominant or the Chargers that are just a complete train wreck,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't want a defensive coordinator from a team that sucks.
Yeah, where like, they fired like the guy because like, he's so incompetent. Like I please yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'll say it's all offseason until they hire. Just don't miss. It's like no pressure, but be perfect.
Exactly.
Do not screw this up. I don't care if they gotta hire like a hiring agency, like a staffing agency. Now hiring. Can you coach defense? I used to go through a staffing agency back in the day. They'd be like, what can you do? Nothing. That's why I'm here. Like, I'm an idiot. You think I have all these qualifications and I'm here?
I had a resume. I'd be giving it to a company right now.
Yeah, like, they're like, well, we can you stack boxes pretty good? I'm like, I bet I can get that done, buddy. Yeah. And that's what I did.
How many boxes are we talking about? Because I got a little bit of a twinge in my back.
Yeah, I got a little twitch going on. No, it's funny, but because back in the day when I worked for a staffing company, like, if you don't like it, just leave. Like, if you're at a job. And so I did. I would quit. I quit, like, six jobs a week. Someone would be like, hey, go do that. Like, I mean, I was young. I was like, you know.
That explains why when I did landscaping, so many people just walked off the job. Now I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, they're just like, I remember I was somewhere like, I walked up. It was a meatpacking plant in Green Bay, and they had like a security guard. I walked up. I'm like, hey, I'm here to, for a job or whatever. He's like, yeah, go through that door, ask for Billy Bob or whatever. I go through, and I'm like, it's cold. They're like, oh, they didn't tell you to wear a coat? This is a freezer. So I'm in there just dying, freezing. They're like, yeah, you can't do any work. That's our policy. The first day, you just got to watch. So I'm just like there for like an hour, like freezing. And then I'm like, hey, where's the bathroom? And then he's like, I'll show you. And I'm like, no, no, just
no, point. I'll find it.
And then I just walked out, put all my stuff, like a helmet they gave me. And then I walked by a security guard, and I'm like, see you later. And he just laughed. You must see that every day.
Yeah, right. There goes another one.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was kind of an idiot when I first started.
Yeah, that's all right.
What are you going to do? You know what I mean? I worked at my job now for like 22 years, just about, I think it is. Nice. I'm not good at math, but a long time. Anyways, the most important game of the week, the Green Bay Packers versus the Minnesota Vikings. Both teams are 7-8. The Packers are 20th in the power ranking. Vikings are 18th. Packers are 3-2 last five, 3-5 on the road. The Vikings are 1-4 last five games. How embarrassing. 2-5 at home. I think the Packers are going to win this game. I think the Vikings are playing. I forget what quarterback they're switching. I think they're just going to flip.
I don't think they know who they're playing right now.
Yeah, that's what I think they're going to do. They just like put all the quarterbacks, pitchers on the board. They just throw darts, and the one with the least amount of darts, like that's our guy.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's what they're going to do, but that's how I would do it. Just get hammered. And just start slinging darts at the wall and like, hey, who'd we not hit the most? Because that means like subconsciously we like that guy. But I think the Packers will win this game. It's gonna be a battle. It's in Minnesota. The Vikings defense. I think that they're playing good. That's what Viking fans keep telling me. Let's check it out here. The Vikings. They're giving up 19.9 points per game. Packers are scored 22.2 points per game. So. I think that's going to shove us, you know, because I don't know if that matters at all. But I think, you know, Jair Alexander not being there, I know everyone's talking about it because Justin Jefferson. But he missed a lot of games already this year. I think more importantly, like Christian Watson, hamstring, Jayden Reed, toe. You know, A.J. Dillon's got a thumb. He'll play. Aaron Jones, I think he's questionable with the knee. I think he always is, though, like limited participation.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting, but I think the Packers win this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that makes me the most nervous is the part where they don't know who they're
playing for the Bucs.
Right, right. It's the whole quarterback debacle, because the worse the quarterback is, I feel like the less our defense feels like it needs to show up. So we're in a lot of trouble here, because the Vikings are going to trot out the worst abomination of a quarterback we've probably ever seen, because they know how this works. Like, get me the worst guy we have right now, and we're going to put him against the Packers. So that's what they're going to do. That makes me nervous. The defense, I mean, it's been real solid up until these last 2 weeks, when it's like, you know, they gave up 27 and 30. You know, I mean, they were kind of on a run where it was like, oh, man, you know, if we can't score points and we know our defense can't stop anyone, we might be in trouble. But I think their defense is slipping a little bit. And the offense has just been a freaking train wreck. And like you said, when you win, you know, as good as you might think a couple of your components are, when you win one of your last five games and your only win is over the Raiders 3-0, I'm sorry, but you kind of suck. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and pick the Packers.
Yeah, I think the Packers are gonna win this game. Viking fans, they'd be chirping, but fine. I mean, and like,
what do you chirp? What are you chirping about? I don't get it. What are you doing?
And I'm not even talking about John, like John in the chat. He's like, I think a pretty good Vikings fan, not all crazy, but some of the Vikings fans are just bananas. But I want to give a little shout out here. What's up, TJ? How you doing? Thanks, thank you both for tuning in. But I also want to mention before we jump out of this thing that I want to thank everyone. We raised $6,000 for over $6,000. I didn't check what it was lately, but a family of someone who I work with, his daughter had got leukemia, and you know, it was cool. I put it out there. People chipped in. Ryan chipped in a little bit. We got Clayton, who donated a jersey over Packernet Podcast. A big shout out to those guys and everyone. I don't care if you donate $1, $5, or how much. I think it's awesome to use the platform to help causes and stuff. And I appreciate everybody. Even if you shared it, even if you liked it or commented on it, because that helps get it moving in the algorithm. anything helps to do good stuff. So I think that's cool for everyone. Not me. Everyone who did it. Because, like, people's like, that's a good thing. It's not me. I mean, like, there's so many people that see. Because you see them come across. And sometimes you donate. Sometimes you don't or whatever. But I just think it's cool. Like, the community on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Like, it was all over. They, you know, came together. But so big shout out to everybody. And I don't like talking about serious stuff. I feel weird doing that. I can't. I always feel weird talking about serious stuff. But I'm real proud that I was able to spread the word.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Everyone in the comments and did that. I think that's awesome. But there we go. Big shout out to John. He was here the whole time. He's a Bears fan. But I think so. Yeah, he's the Bears fan. I call him a Viking fan. He's like, screw this guy.
He's got a Bears logo on his thing. This freaking Viking fan over here.
And I know him because he's in my comments all the time. Oh, like, I know.
He's 90% of the comments over here.
And I'm like, he's a Vikings fan. He's like, dude, what did I do to this
guy? It'd be like a running joke. Like, we got John, the Lions fan here. He's always talking his trash.
Yeah, that's what we should do. Just naming people different. Because, like, I feel like there's no bigger insult.
Right.
Someone, because like, people, someone on my comments was saying that, like, someone called him a Bears fan because he thought Jair should get traded or whatever he was saying.
Yeah.
I don't call people Bears fans.
In the face.
It is. I've called a few Packer fans Bears fans that I knew were Packer fans because they're saying like stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't generally do it just because for disagreeing. Because I don't care if people disagree. Like, if I say something, that's why I try not even to respond to some stuff because I don't want to feel like it seems like I'm trying to like change your mind because that's not going to happen. That's not how things work. Someone thinks something, and I don't care what. I'm not that I don't care, but I don't need to change your mind. But
sure,
that's what the whole point of doing this stuff is. Like, I say something, everyone says whatever they think back. It's all fun. Anyways, we're gonna wrap this thing up. Let Ryan go back to his life. This is longer than normal. But go Pack, go people, and be sure to check out the Packernet podcast. You can go to packernet.com and find all their stuff. And go Pack, go people. All right, and everyone, make sure you go on Twitter and tell Ryan. He got stomped out by his son on fantasy football. Go Pack, go. Thanks for watching, people.
Peace.